This is American Roots from New Orleans. I'm Nick Spitzer. Public radio, it's part of your life. You're listening right now, right? You are listening. You got to help us out because public radio is also known as listener-supported radio. And this week, we're giving you the chance to put your money where your ears are. So settle back, listen in, and pony up for public radio. That's New Orleans piano professor Eddie Bo at the 88s. Pianists in New Orleans love to mingle jazz and classical, blues, spirituals, really any style or song that suits the occasion. The late Eddie Bo, Edwin Bocage, was also a building artisan who came from an old family of Creole craftsmen. They laid bricks, did carpentry, and more. But to the people of New Orleans, and really across America, he'll always be known for his 60s soul and R&B hits like Check Mr. Popeye, Hook and Sling, and Romanitis. This is our interview with Eddie Bo from October 2005. That's 2 months after Katrina and the floods that followed. And before we started to talk, he left the classical variations behind for his take on an old Louisiana favorite.
Told me once, dear, that you really love me. No one else could have come in between. Now I know, oh, yeah, you don't love me, baby. Oh, you shattered now. You shattered my dream. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when my skies are gray. You never know how much I want you, baby. Oh, don't you take my sunshine away. Told me once, dear, that you really love me. No one else could have come in between. Well, I know, oh, you don't want me, baby, yeah. Oh, you shattered now, shattered my dream. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy, baby, when my skies are gray. You never know how much I want you, baby. Oh, don't you take it now. Take my sunshine away. You take it, baby. My sunshine away, yeah. Oh, now, baby.
Eddie Bo, I want to welcome you to American Roots.
Oh, thanks. Good to be here, man.
Nice to have a little bit of sunshine after all this rain and wind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, you're out of New Orleans. Where have you been since the storm?
Since the storm? Well, I've been back and forth from Church Point to Mississippi, back to Lafayette. I've been everywhere I could rest.
We've all been roaming a little bit, I think, since...
Yeah, Roman Titus got in my bones.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your life in New Orleans. Over the years, not only have you played music, you've done so many things, and one of the things I know you've done is you've been a craftsman. Tell me a little about your background in construction and crafts.
Well, we as Bocas had to learn to do the craftsman when he was five. All the males had to learn how to start off and build, because they were all builders, and I think we also had shipbuilders, and we had construction engineers and in the family. So they taught us what might be of interest to us and what might help us out as far as having another skill other than what you choose. Mm-hmm. If you tend to choose something else, you would always be able to fall back on that.
Mm-hmm. And what skills did you learn as a builder for
well,
housing?
Bricklaying and carpentry was basically what my dad did. So I had to learn to do it too.
Do you like that work when you did it, or is
Yeah. Yes, I love it as much as the music.
Really?
Yes, indeed. I love to stand back and look at what I've put together.
When was the last time you had a hammer in your hand or a trowel? I mean, has it been a while, or is it?
No, it's a couple of weeks ago. I was in Mississippi, and I had to rearrange some parts of the roof. But in the other case in New Orleans, a partial part of the roof blew off. So I got to reconstruct that after I find an adjuster and we try to get something together.
Eddie, I wonder, do you think music will be a way that the city is able to rebuild itself?
It's going to take some time. But I think the music will help the people heal. Music is a healer. Mm-hmm. And I think that... the more the musicians trickle back into the city, that I think it will come back.
How about yourself? What's your feeling at this point? Are you wanting to move back to New Orleans? Do you think you will move back to New Orleans?
Maybe.
You're like everybody else, in other words.
Yeah. It looks pretty dim right along through here.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if you have a song that you might sing that would give us all a little bit of... hope for the city. I'm thinking of classic songs like Saints, things like that. Is there something in particular that comes to mind as a song of hope for New Orleans?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think Saints would be very, very, very good. Yes, sir.
When the Saints go marching on, go marching on in. Well, I want to be in that number there. When the Saints, go marching on in. When the sun refuses to shine, when the sun, I said it start to shine. When the sun began to shine, I wanna be in that number, yeah. When the sun come, begin to shine, I'm gonna wear my face. I'm gonna be happy now. New Orleans, that place. When the sun began to shine and everybody get in that line, I wanna be
I want to be in that number.
Eddie Bowe is a great friend of local public radio and a friend of mine. He did a regular gig to benefit the community station here in New Orleans. So get with Eddie Bowe and be a part of that number. Support your local public radio station. Here's how. Thanks.